Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Ken, I need your help with something real quick. You know, obviously, I love the ridiculous, random movie sports character jerseys that I hang behind myself on my home studio set. I've got a Bobby Boucher, I've got a Shane Falco, and I've got a Jackie Moon. These have become very popular with people on social media. I appreciate that they like the bit, but I'm trying to find the next one to get. I need to add at least like one more to my rotation. I'm thinking Ricky Vaughn. What do you think?
Oh, that's
is Ricky Vaughn
one.
A good one? Is there another movie character that you think? Because I'm telling you, man, you can find this stuff on the internet everywhere. It's a dangerous, dangerous thing for me. But okay. Bobby Boucher is right behind me now. And if you want to see it, of course, you can stream us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. But I cycle through them because there's always got to be one that's like the closest to my head. That's what always shows up in the shot. So I feel like Ricky Vaughn would be the next one for me.
Ricky Vaughn's good, definitely. I mean, there's like a lot of like timeless ones from sports movies. Right. So the one that I have seen the most, well, I'll tell you, like the one that I've never seen, but which is like, if you want another football jersey, how about like a Willie Beeman Sharks jersey from Any Given Sunday?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that is, I'm going to write that down so I don't forget. Willie Beeman. Yep.
Win no news. Man, 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 man. Everything will be all right. Any given Sunday.
So, you know the words so well. Yeah. It's so impressive.
I do actually really. That's a movie where if it's on, depending on what part it's in, I'll be like, yeah, I'll catch 20 minutes. Like, yeah,
yep.
Like I'll be in. Yep. Of course I'll be in.
There are certain movies where you can just kind of jump in and out, right? Like, you know, I'll watch a little bit of it. I've seen it a bunch of times. Okay, I'm getting suggestions for Air Bud now. Okay, maybe that's
all right. So hey, Air Bud, apparently something. All right.
Can I get the one I've seen the most?
The one I've seen the most is the Toon Squad jersey. That's like the one that I've seen the most, like by far.
Yeah.
Like I would not be surprised if that's like the top selling fictional jersey.
I would be shocked if that's not the case. I've seen so many people with, you know, Space Jam jerseys before that I almost don't want to do that because like everybody's got that. So like I just feel like it would be almost,
well, the funny thing is they probably have one. I don't like, do they usually have like Jordan? I have to have Jordan on the back of it, right? Like that's the whole point of owning it. Like, imagine getting one that says like Porky on the back. You're like, yeah. Nah, it's really more supporting the role players. It's really what I was interested in.
Although listen, if I'm going to go with the bit, that actually might be pretty good. If I had like the Bugs Bunny jersey or something instead, everybody like would Lola, expect Michael Jordan. And I'm like, no. I got this instead. So yeah. We could
Granny,
do that. But,
Speedy, you know, just buy them.
Great.
Right. Like, well, I'm trying to think because some of them, like not all the characters were on the team. Some of them were like,
well, who is it? Well, who was Newman from Seinfeld? What was his character in Space Jam?
Wayne Knight was the actor's name. What was his, what was his name?
I don't remember what his character is.
He like introduces himself in the dugout and he like falls over it. That's like how he introduces himself. What is his name in that movie?
Yeah.
Somebody look like somebody.
I don't remember what it was.
Look up Wayne Knight's name in that. But yeah, so you want to get him? You could get Bill Murray jersey.
Bill Murray would be good. Yeah. See, there's choices.
Stan Podolak.
Stan Podolak, yes. Stan Podolak is the perfect name for that character. It just, like, it just fits. You know, certain character names just match the character. Stan Podolak is the perfect name for that character.
You're gonna get Demon? You're gonna get Podolak? What are you gonna? You're gonna get Ricky? You're gonna get Ricky
Vaughn
over there?
I don't know if they're. I don't know if they're. Ricky Vaughn is so good. That's the problem. Let me see. I don't know if there's a Stan Podolak jersey. Stan Podolak.
The White Sox that Vaughn like was intimidated by at first.
Oh yeah,
Haywood, right? That was his name. I think that was right. And Jack Podolak Parkman. Jersey. Where did I get Haywood from? Is that like a fake person?
No, there is no Stan. It said, "Did you mean Stan Podolsk jersey?" No, Amazon. That's not what. So no. So I cannot find one of those.
Haywood was the pitcher in the first one. Thank you. I knew. I was like, "There's no way. There's no way." I was totally that was like a fake person that I made up. And Parkman.
There's multiple. So there are multiple Mighty Ducks jerseys, though. I can get Charlie Conway. And I can also get Adam Banks, two Mighty Ducks characters. So there's those two. Worth considering. There's choices here. There's definitely some choices for my next one. But I definitely need to add another one to the collection. I do see a Bugs
what about,
one
like,
there.
Aberman?
Bugs Bunny.
Can you get that one? Who are the other like ancillary Mighty Ducks characters? Like, can we get?
Oh, gosh.
What about the brother-sister? Like when they're like.
Let's see. You know, sometimes you click on this and it's like, you may also like. There's a Goldberg jersey there.
You may also like other wastes of money. Can we introduce you to some NFTs?
How dare you? This is not a waste of money.
Yes,
this is not a waste of money. Charlie Conway, Goldberg. There's two different Charlie Conway ones. Yeah, not
a
lot of choices for that.
Is there a Bombay one?
I don't see a Bombay one. No, I'm looking through. I'm scrolling through all these here.
There should be two. There could be a Bombay Ducks one because they like gave him one as the coach, right? But they also have a Bombay Hawks one from when he hit the post at the start of the first movie.
No, see, now I feel like I'm really going to have to start digging for some of those. You've done a good job, and this is what I wanted was to pick your brain and get some very random choices. Because Rob Schneider's character in Benchwarmers, see this? No, not Thor and Loki, Scott Lynn. That doesn't count. That's
No. The funny thing is, I'm not. I won't be like modern sports movies. I'll be less good on.
But that's okay.
Any given Sunday.
Oh, here's one for you, Clark Griswold, the personalized jersey he wore in Christmas Vacation.
Oh, they sell that?
It's not even sports. Yes.
What?
No way.
What is happening right now?
This is a problem. I'm going to order so many of these. My wife's going to be like, why are they like, you won't understand. It's a thing. People like it. I have to make the people happy. Like your thing is your hats. It's going to have to be jerseys for me. True. So it's just the way that this is going to work.
All right. Next bye.
All right. I know there was a couple of things that Jim Root talked about that you wanted to get to in terms of in college hoops that you mentioned during the break.
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of just want to sing Any Given Sundays more actually, instead of talking about,
I mean, you can, then that's fine. I'll sit back and let you sing here.
Everything will be all right. On any given Sunday, win or lose, we'll talk about that.
That's my favorite part, when you're kind of there and then you just start doing the Bad Boys 2 bit. Dude, you got to learn the words.
I know. I have no idea. I know like 30% of the words to that. Like, I just love that they have like a heartfelt song at the end where that Any Given Sunday is like the tagline. It's like, what is this? It's like, God bless that mess of a movie. It's so great.
How dare you? It's the greatest movie ever.
It's awesome, but I will never argue it is like a great movie, but it's awesome. It's just ridiculous. It's basically what it is. All right. So there are two things about college basketball real quick, because I actually don't think we have a place for this the rest of the show, and I kind of wanted to do this. So Jim actually mentioned two teams. We did college basketball futures last week on the show, me and you, and we came up with a group of teams that we were kind of interested in.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
maybe betting to win the national championship mm-hmm. just because we thought the prices were too high. And the list of teams, and we were trying to figure out what the entry point would be. And we didn't think we had it yet. Maybe we did. I said, Michigan, for sure you have an entry point. Do it now, basically. And we did. The prices have started moving, but they haven't moved everywhere yet. It's kind of on the way down. Michigan get a really, really big road win at Indiana. I think they have Northwestern in their next game, I believe. And they play Michigan State, I want to say on Saturday, something like that, for Michigan. So we're already in on them, and they're dropping. Great. Awesome. That's working as it's supposed to be working. No problem. The other two teams we identified, or there might have been three. Texas was definitely one. Illinois was definitely one. There might be even another one that I was forgetting that I mentioned is like, I don't know when to get in on these teams, but like thinking about them soon. Scott's writing the teaser for the team I'm actually going to talk about next in the chat. So those two teams were last week, like Texas, Illinois. Is there an entry point yet? I don't think so. Like Texas's price is unlikely to change because it was already kind of prohibitively low anyway. They beat TCU tonight. That's not going to convince anybody that anything needs to change whatsoever. So I think you still stand pat on Texas, although I am still kind of interested in them. Illinois is the interesting one, and it is. I don't think it's ever tonight. Like, even if Coburn plays, there's like a lot of volatility in that game. Like, if Coburn plays and they wreck Michigan State, they're still not going to drop a ton. They're like 20 everywhere, 22 everywhere, basically, to win the national title. People talk about jerseys in our chat. Illinois is 22 at Bet Rivers. I just had to make sure I got that in there. So they're 22 at Bet Rivers, like, even if Coburn plays and they win, like, is their price really dropping? I do think there might be an entry point on Illinois coming up. Like, I just keep saying, like, when we know everyone's back and they're the full strength version of themselves, is that ever going to happen? Like, are we ever going to get an entry point on them? They already fit the complete profile of statistically what a national champion would look like if this was their profile entering the tournament. I think there's about 9 or 10 teams that check every box at this point. It's very early time in February yet, but like, they're already one and they haven't even played with their players yet. So I still think there's really a lot of room for them to drop. I just don't know what the entry point is. I don't think it's now. Guys are still missing. So still monitoring those two. But Illinois, like, really, like, actively trying to figure out when is the entry point for this. Like, the more we read about when are these players all going to come back and play together, basically. Maybe soon. Maybe, like, next week at this time might be about right for them. One team I did want to bring up, because Jim mentioned that he liked them tonight. I also like them tonight. And betting on them now to win the title is a bit of an interesting proposition. Now, not because I think they will win, but because the price is crazy, is Oregon. And Oregon is about 80-1. They're 80-1 at Bet Rivers. Their consensus price on them is about 80-1, no matter where you look. I think there might be 100, but 80, pretty standard across the board. The interesting thing about Oregon, it's sort of a Joel Embiid situation. And I don't mean that in that Oregon's about to become like the favorite to win the national title. Like, Joel Embiid's going to be the favorite to win the MVP award, but that the hay is in the barn for a price drop and the price just hasn't dropped yet. So Embiid, the price drop was like, he's having crazy games and the price hasn't budged. It has to budge. He's already had the games. He already played them. He already had the stats. I can look at them on a piece of paper. Had played the games already, but the price hasn't dropped. So it's going to drop. We just don't know when. It doesn't even really matter what he does going forward. Like, he should be more valuable than this because he's already done those things. Oregon's already had a last couple weeks where they've beaten UCLA and USC, and they won six games in a row. The price should already have dropped, but it didn't, which means it's kind of like an inefficient price right now. Basically, like, they're 80 and they should be 40 or 50 and they're not. And that's just based on who they played already, based on the results that they've had already. They have Colorado tonight. They're a massive favorite. Even if you don't like them tonight, they're a big, big favorite against Colorado. They have about 7 winnable games in a row. They have 6 games where they will be big favorites. They have a rematch against Colorado in a couple weeks. They play Arizona at their place on February 19th in almost a month from now. It is possible they will have won every single game between now and then, which would put them at 19-6 and 12-2 in the Pac-12. What is their price if we get to that game, which will be a massive game if we get there? And that is their record, which is almost the most likely record right now for them. And they're 80. It's not that I think they're amazing or that they're like the best, but they have a tournament coach who is amazing in the NCAA tournament and Dana Altman. And one of his profiles, one of the things about Dana Altman teams is they always close strong. I think they've won like 5 or 6 in a row to close the year, like 8 of the last 9 years. So they're going to close awesome. They have a stretch of winnable games. They're 80 and you want their coach in the tournament. Seems like a really good setup to make a bet. So Michigan, we talked about last week. I think Oregon is that team. And I think honestly, their price is going to drop. Like, it almost has to, basically. They lose to Colorado tonight, I guess, maybe not, but they're a big favorite. Stretch of winnable games. I think it makes a ton of sense. So Oregon, I would add a position on, honestly.
This has nothing to do with anything you just talked about, but I just want to add
jersey?
This quickly before we
another
go.
Jersey,
yes, you can get a Will Smith Bel Air Academy jersey, too. I totally forgot about that.
What
that
about a Carlton one from when he had made
That would be much better. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. If I could find a Carlton one, I would absolutely get the Carlton one.
And you can
how
wear
many
it on any given Sunday.
And realistic win, realistically win the title, and Ken will sing more for us next on You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.